Platt Robertson becoming a prolific goal scorer, aren't you?
Yeah, it's three now for the season, I think. I set myself a target of 5 at the start of the season, so I've got to score 2 in the next 9 games now, which is doable, I think. Just felt to me on the in like the 6-yard box, and I've kind of sclaffed it in, but I'll take it all day long.
Danny Filliscut thought his was in. What did you think?
No, I never. No chance. I couldn't really see, to be honest, but I didn't stop. I was always on the move, and luckily it went in the back of the net.
Great time to score.
Yeah, on the stroke of half time, I guess. Kind of put them on a downer going into half time, and I thought second half we came out and we're on the front foot again. Wasn't the best of conditions and hard to try and play football, but like their keeper made a great double save, and they've hit the post, so maybe 1-1's a fair result, I'm not sure.
Just how difficult were those conditions?
Yeah, it's tough, like the wind's swirling in there and that. It's tough to deal with the high balls. Their keeper's got a great kick on him as well, so it was hard to judge. And not probably the best of games to watch, but we'll take a point and move on.
It's arguably the worst position to be playing at centre-half when the wind is like that, because you don't know whether it's going to come on the full or it's going to hang.
Yeah, you don't want to start too high and it's going over the top of you, and you don't want to start too deep and it's just like swirling and dropping in front of you, so it is hard to judge, but I thought we dealt with it all right and limited them to not many chances throughout the game.
It's been a decent old week as a good response to the defeat at Blackburn, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think if you'd offered us 4 points out of 6, like with the 2 home games, we'd have taken it. And it's 2 unbeaten at home now, and we need to just build on that.
Can you finish the season strongly again?
Yeah, there's no reason why not. We've just got to keep picking up points, and we've got the quality to play good football and win games, and I'm sure we'll be fine.
There was an argument to say in the first half that the opposition should have been down to 10. He's a lucky boy, wasn't he, Simon Cox?
Yeah, well, I think if he hadn't been booked, it would have been a booking. I don't really want to say too much about a ref, but Cox probably should have been sent off, and it would have given us a better chance to win the game, maybe.
Yeah, it'd be a different proposition playing against 10 in those conditions.
Yeah, I think so. There'd have been more space on the pitch for us to exploit. They made it quite compact in midfield and didn't let us play through them. It was a tough game.
This 4-2-3-1 shape is working well for you, isn't it?
Yeah, we've played that in the last few games, and I think Jimmy and Jay in front of the back four has done really well. Longy in front of him breaks forward, so yeah, we're getting the balance right, I think.
And at the end of the day, it keeps that points column ticking towards the 50 mark.
Yeah, exactly. I think you just need to keep picking up points in the next 9 games, and I'm sure we've got the quality to stay up, and we're just looking above ourselves now, really.